You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
To everything, turn, 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 there is a season, and a time to every purpose under
Well, the change of seasons is definitely here now, and we're going to feel it this weekend, especially after that warm weather we had with mid-80s all around the Sound and 86 degrees in Seattle yesterday. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to give us some Weather 101 today in honor of fall, how straws can teach us about atmospheric pressure. First, Cliff, let's hear the weather forecast. How bad is it?
Well, we're going to see the big change. Yesterday, it was extraordinary. Seattle got to 86, but other places, Olympia and around Everett, they got into the upper 80s, a few low 90s. But I hate to tell you that this is the last time we're going to see 80 degrees, probably till next April or May. I mean, this is it. The models show a cool down. In fact, we experienced last night, the marine air surged in. A modest Pacific front is now passing through western Washington, and so that's bringing some rain. And temperatures today will only get in the mid-60s, so a huge cool down. We're talking about 20-degree cool down. The rest of the weekend, we'll have showers and clouds. Probably temperatures will only get up into the lower 60s. Not only will we have some light rain all over the place, but we'll have a Puget Sound convergence zone somewhere between Seattle and Everett that'll enhance the precipitation and more precipitation on the western side of the Cascades. So we're going through the transition. I've looked at the long-term computer models, and it's going to be cool, you know, temperatures in the 60s and even upper 50s as far as I can see. So through the end of next week. And then it's too late to get warm again. The sun is weakening very rapidly. Once you get into October 10th or something like that, the chances of getting to 80 go down to virtually zero. So say goodbye to 80. It's over.
Fall is here. And I hear you're teaching Weather 101 at UW right now. And in your latest lecture, you drew a connection between atmospheric pressure and how straws work.
That's right. You know, I'm teaching Atmospheric Sciences 101, and one of the first things I talk about is pressure. And I should mention I have a number of KNKX listeners in the classroom. It's great. Well, interestingly enough, most people don't know how straws work. You use straws all the time, but it turns out it's not that you're sucking the liquid up the straw. It turns out atmospheric pressure is what's doing the work. So this is how it works. Around us all the time, there's a certain amount of atmospheric pressure. It's about 14.7 pounds per square inch. Now, when you have a straw that's open up the end, the liquid doesn't come up, right? It stays in the liquid. But when you put your mouth on the end of the straw and you start sucking air in, what you're doing is that you're lessening the pressure at the top of the straw to a pressure that's less than atmospheric pressure. So you have full atmospheric pressure that's pushing down on that liquid. That pushes the liquid, it pressurizes the liquid, and the liquid moves up the straw because the pressure is higher at the bottom in the liquid than it is where your mouth is. And so the liquid moves up because you're creating a difference in pressure, and atmospheric pressure is doing the job. Now, there's an interesting side note to this. What is the longest straw that could possibly work?
I don't know. What is it?
Imagine a gigantic straw. It turns out a straw can't be longer than 30 feet. And the reason is 30 feet of water will equal roughly atmospheric pressure. In other words, the weight of that water, 30 feet of water, will just be about the same as the atmospheric pressure. And so atmospheric pressure can't push it up anymore. The water in that straw would weigh so much that you couldn't get it up because the atmospheric pressure wouldn't be strong enough. So don't worry about using really long straws. 30 feet is about all you could do.
So how does this connect to the weather, to barometers, for example?
Well, barometers are used to measure pressure. And the first barometers used this principle of balancing the atmospheric pressure, but they didn't use water, they used mercury. Mercury is much denser, and it turns out you only need about 30 inches of mercury to balance atmospheric pressure. That's why when you watch TV and they give the pressure, you know, 30.06 inches of mercury on the TV news, that is the column of mercury that balance atmospheric pressure. So this concept is something you hear about every day, but I think maybe now you understand why.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.
KNKX comes from the Northwest, where we dig big clams. 88.5 KNKX, dig it on knkx.org and NPR One.